Module 7. Travel. A letter from Ghana. Dear Joe Yoshu, thank you for your letter. It was great to hear about your new school. You have to work so hard. I hope you pass all your exams so that you can get into Beijing University. When I last wrote to you, I was very worried because I was about to go on my volunteering holiday to Ghana. I got back home last week. I've got so much to tell you. Volunteering in Africa was a wonderful experience. The friendliness of the people, travelling to different places in Ghana, and the friends I made there made it the best time in my life so far. It was fantastic. For the 2 months I spent there, I was a teacher in a very poor school. There were 6 classes in the school, and when I arrived, there were only 3 teachers. I had my own class, and I could teach the children anything I wanted, which felt very strange. But after a few days, I started to get some good ideas, and I could see the children were learning something. I'd love to go back after a few months to find out how they are getting on. I felt so welcome in Ghana. I slept in the same house with some of the children in my class. That was a new experience for me. Imagine if you did that in China. We always had plenty of great food and lots of hot water for baths, so life was quite comfortable. I made friends with some other volunteers before I went there. One girl was going to work with elephants in the Maasai. One boy was going to work with orangutans in Malaysia. And another person was going to work with street children in Ecuador. So many interesting possibilities. Well, good luck with your exams. See you in the summer. Ben.
Hong Kong, top things to do. Here are some of the best things to do while staying in the city of life, Hong Kong. 1. Hire your own junk. Being in a boat has to be the best way to see Hong Kong and the area. It is very quiet and relaxing out on the water, so different from the noise and activity in the city. 2. Relax in the Hong Kong Zoological and Botanical Gardens. This is one of the best places to get away from the busy streets. Walking around the gardens is one of Hong Kong's best kept relaxation secrets. 3. Go horse racing. Horse racing is very much part of Hong Kong life. And what better way to enjoy the excitement and colour of these wonderful animals than to watch them in action? The Royal Hong Kong Jockey Club runs races on Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays at Happy Valley or at Sha Tin. 4. Visit Lantau Island. Catch the boat to Mui Wharf. Lantau is the largest island in Hong Kong, apart from Hong Kong Island, of course, and you can explore it by bus. There are lots of walks on the island, as well as some other attractions such as the Puolin Monastery, where you can hire a horse and look at the beautiful countryside. If you like the sun, sea and sand, go to one of Lantau Island's beautiful beaches. 5. climb Victoria Peak. The view of Kowloon and Hong Kong is fantastic from the peak, provided it's not misty or raining. You can take the peak tram to the top of the peak and then walk on the fairly flat road which rings the top of the mountain. 6. Go dolphin watching. An exciting boat trip for all the family. The sight of wild pink dolphins swimming in the waters near Lantau Island is something that you will remember for the rest of your life. 7. Do some Tai Chi. It is a fascinating sport to watch or do. The best places to go for Tai Chi are Kowloon Park and Victoria Park at Causeway Bay. 8. Visit Ocean Park. If you like amusement parks, you must go. You can go to Waterworld for water activities or take a boat over the mountain to the main part of Ocean Park to see great views.
Thailand. You won't find a more relaxing or more beautiful holiday destination than Thailand. From the famous beaches of Phuket to the lively capital, Bangkok, this country is full of history and has lots to offer the holidaymaker. Thailand is unforgettable. Beaches. Patong is famous for its long sandy beach and water sports. The bay is 4 kilometres long, with pure white sand, and is lined with hotels, holiday homes, shops and restaurants. If you are looking for a lively holiday, look no further. Places to see. There are many places to see in Thailand. But here are some of the visits you should not miss. Koh Phi Phi. The two beautiful islands of Phi Phi Don and Phi Phi Lay are important parts of any visit to Thailand. Go for the scenery and the water sports, such as diving and snorkeling. Phang Nga Bay, a relaxing day on a boat travelling through the islands of Phang Nga Bay, is one of the most popular trips in this area. James Bond Island and Koh Phangan, a floating fishing village, are two of the most famous sites on this trip. Bangkok. Don't go to Thailand without seeing the capital. Bangkok is full of interesting Thai culture and is an excellent mix of old and new. Over 400 beautiful Buddhist temples, old palaces, high buildings, and the Chao Phraya River are just some of the things to see. Shopping. If you like shopping, you will be in heaven in Phuket. From open-air markets, street sellers and small shops, to Western-type department stores and designer shops, everything is here for you. Typical local buys are clothes, jewellery and leather handbags. Bangkok has all the shops you would expect from a busy modern capital city.